I consider myself a pacifist, and it's, so therefore it is with a very heavy heart that I say that actually we do need to go in and deal with this.
What is
deal
what
with
is,
ISIS, ISIL.
What has brought you to that conclusion as a pacifist?
Well, as the last caller said about dithering in Greece, which is actually causing some suffering on the ground, we're dithering over there. We're dealing with something which the military, I think we're being a bit naive, perhaps, maybe rightly from some people's perspectives, but the British Army is an incredible institution. They know where these people are. If they want to find them, they will absolutely find them. So going in, dealing with the problem at the source, is the only way forward. I think it was Christopher Hitchens actually that said the enemy isn't at the gates. We've let them in, and that applies for Turkey, Syria, parts of North Africa, and now the UK. We are obviously having families go over there now, and therefore it has breached our own people are being killed.
Have you, Nick, in watching what IS have been doing over the years, has that worn down your pacifist tendencies, or can you sort of pinpoint the moment where you thought, you know what, actually enough is enough, I've sat behind this fence for a certain length of time, it's time to go through the gate and attack?
Yes, I mean, we're dealing with an ideology, but let's not kid ourselves. The ideology that we're dealing with is the most extremist interpretation of Islam. They are trying to create a state. I mean, let's not forget that they are trying to bring about a caliphate. That is absolutely what their intention is. I can't remember exactly. My history is not 100%, but I think it would be the second caliphate they're trying to bring about with this ideology. It is Islam, but it is such an archaic form of Islam. And it is now starting to affect British Muslims in such a negative way. And we need to be more concerned about the backlash onto them. I mean, the modern interpretation of many of the, I guess, the fundamentals of Islam is so different. If a Muslim kills a Muslim, it is as if they have killed the entire human race.
Mm.
If a Muslim injures another person, anyone at all, it is as if they have injured the entire human race. So it is not... we are not dealing with rational people who are considering considering any kind of religious perspective. It's all for their own means.
Do you feel saddened by the fact that your pacifist stance has had to change because of the violence that you're seeing?
Absolutely, absolutely. Coming from a military family as well, it pains me to actually agree with the other side.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I bet you had some fights over the dinner table in your house.
We certainly have. We certainly have. But the time has come. We have been dithering, and the suffering that's going on over there is absolutely incomprehensible to us.
Mm.
We go about our lives. We get on and off the subway. We get on and out of our cars. But we cannot possibly appreciate what's happening there. It needs to finish. With Assad, we know where we stand with him. We know where we stand with Russia. It is the lesser of two evils.
Yes.
Assad absolutely is the lesser of two evils. We must go in and get rid of this at the source. Yes, people are going to suffer as a result, but the long-term suffering, not just for the parts of, the old Mesopotamia and in Syria and Iraq, it's going to start breaking borders. They don't care where the borders are. There are no borders to the type of caliphate they are trying to create.